In Brazil, authorities are preparing for more marches as they investigate Sunday's riots in the capital of Brasilia. The government of newly elected President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva ordered the arrest of two security officials accused of colluding with rioters. Rioters support the losing candidate and former president, Jair Bolsonaro. Anya Prusa is with us now. She's in the Americas practice of Albright Stonebridge, the strategy and consulting firm in Washington. Anya, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
Police in Brazil have arrested hundreds of rioters, and now the Supreme Court has approved an arrest warrant for a military police commander, among others. Are we seeing any patterns in who's being apprehended?
Well, I think unsurprisingly, many of the initial arrests were done at the scene of the crime, right, of the actual rioters who broke into the government buildings. Mm-hmm. And now in the second wave, we're really starting to see more investigations, and we're likely to see more arrest warrants in the future for those who may have, through their actions, allowed this to happen or actively encouraged and incited the criminal acts that occurred in Brasilia on Sunday.
And although this is early, are there any early signals about this investigation into who may have led this, who paid for it?
Yes. Well, the government has yet to tip its hand, so to speak, but they have said that they have a significant amount of information on some of the financiers, for example, who paid for the buses that bused Bolsonaro supporters to the capital city ahead of the attack. And we're likely to see more details emerge in the coming days. But there is a close interest, right, looking into former President Jair Bolsonaro's inner circle and many of his wealthier supporters, including perhaps some links to Brazilian expats in South Florida, near where the former president is currently staying. So we're likely to see that this investigation will expand in the coming days and weeks, and that there might be an international component to this investigation as well.
Well, you mentioned Jair Bolsonaro, the former president, who, of course, was supported by these crowds on Sunday. Any sense that he might be pulled into these inquiries?
I think it's very likely that he will be. Former President Bolsonaro was already under investigation in Brazil, including for the role that he may have played in spreading disinformation and undermining faith in Brazil's elections. And this was even before the January 8th riots in Brasilia. So certainly his role will be scrutinized very carefully and thoroughly. And the former president, I would say, is in some legal jeopardy.
Mm. Now, on social media in Brazil, people were openly planning for something like this for weeks. Were the authorities unprepared, in your view, or perhaps in some cases on the side of the protesters?
I think authorities were certainly underprepared, to say the least. The fact that these demonstrators and rioters managed to march, for over 4 miles, right, to get from where they were camped in front of the army barracks in Brasilia to the Praça dos Poderes, right, which is where the government office buildings are. The fact that they made it all that way without facing any sort of obstruction from the police is indicative, right, that the police were not prepared for this. And I think that creates broader questions, right, which are certainly being looked into over the ongoing support for former President Bolsonaro within some members of the military police and the armed forces more broadly. And so this, I think, is a question that needs to be studied further, but is certainly of concern as we look at the potential response to future protests or future potential acts of violence from pro-Bolsonaro supporters.
Well, speaking of which, the government has upped security. It says it's upped security in Brasilia and other big cities in anticipation, potentially, of marches scheduled for this evening. Going forward, what are you going to be watching, paying attention to?
Well, I think it's going to be really important to see, first of all, how many people actually show up. And second, what the response of the security forces is going to be. Have they learned lessons from what happened on January 8th? And of course, at least in Brasilia now, the security response is going to be under the direct control of the federal government. Typically, in the federal district, the governor of that district has responsibility for public security. But in this case, he was deemed to have failed at his duties, essentially. And so the federal government has taken over, and you can be certain that they are watching the potential for protests this evening very closely.
Anya Prusa is a Brazilian politics analyst. She's with the consultancy Albright Stonebridge. Anya, thank you very much.
Thank you.